All across America and around the world, this is Veterans Radio.
This is Veterans Radio.
And now, your host for today's program, Dale Thronberry.
And good afternoon, and welcome to Veterans Radio. My name is Dale Thronberry, and I get to be your host today on our program. And we're going to be talking a lot about businesses today and veterans businesses and how to get involved in veteran businesses, how to start a veterans business. And so I'm really excited for this program for your benefit out there. Hopefully there are a lot of veterans out there. I know that when you're getting out of the service, you don't know what it is exactly that you want to do. Do I want to start a business? Do I want to go back to where I worked before? Well, we've got some options here today that I think are going to really help you out. So before we get to that, I need to always thank our sponsors. And that is number one, Legal Help for Veterans. Legal Help for Veterans specializes in veterans disability claims. For more information, you can go to their website. That's legalhelpforveterans.com or give them a call at 800-693-4800. We also want to make sure that we thank the National Veterans Business Development Council. That's a lot of words, better known as NVBDC. And the NVBDC's main purpose is to certify that a veteran-owned business is just that. It's veteran-owned. And this can be very important for veteran-owned companies that want to do business with the government and veteran-friendly corporations. The government gives a priority many times to veteran-owned businesses. So check out NVBDC at NVBDC.org or give them a call at 888-237-8434. We also want to thank U.S. Wings, of course, the manufacturers of the finest leather flight jackets in the world. U.S. Wings is a major supplier of leather flight jackets to the military. For more information, you can go to their website, uswings.com. Also, you can get the masks, the COVID-19 masks through U.S. Wings. They've got a variety of styles, and I think you might find them rather interesting. So check out U.S. Wings. The Eisenhower Center, after the impact program, this is something that we had hoped to talk about today, but we had to kind of postpone the interview. Unfortunately, they were not able to make it, so we'll reschedule the interview with the Eisenhower Center. But thereafter, the Impact Program provides rehabilitation for veterans, first responders, and professional athletes through intensive 30 to 90-day evidence-based treatment programs, participants recovering from concussion, traumatic brain injury, post-traumatic stress, anxiety, depression, and suspected CTE are immersed in an intensive transitional program to treat these multiple deficits. You can contact them at EisenhowerCenter.com. They have two facilities, one here in Ann Arbor and another one in Jacksonville, Florida. I think that's kind of interesting. Also, of course, we want to thank our local veteran service organizations who have helped us for these last 17 years. That would be the American Legion Post here in Ann Arbor, Michigan, post number 46. Thank you, guys. VFW Post 423, also of Ann Arbor. We want to thank the men and women of VFW Post 423. And finally is the Charles S. Kettles Vietnam Veterans of America Chapter 310, all of Ann Arbor, Michigan. And thanks to the men and women and the auxiliaries of all of these organizations. So we really want to thank them for our helping us out and helping us stay on the air, as I mentioned, for 17 years. Holy mackerel, that's a long time. So we're very excited, as I mentioned, about today's program. And you can get in on the action if you want to. The local number is 734-822-1600. Earlier in the week, I was able to interview a gentleman, Matt Sherwood. And Matt Sherwood is the business consultant for an organization that has just signed on with Veterans Radio, and it's called VBOC, or Veterans Business Outreach Centers. And these are all over the country, and they are designed to help veterans start their own businesses or to expand their businesses or get involved with franchising and so forth. They've got programs such as Boots to Business. And we've talked with this organization many times over the years, and they've had a lot of business expos, and so forth. And unfortunately, obviously, during the pandemic, we can't do that. But they do have a lot of great webinar programs and so forth for veterans out there. So we're going to play this interview that I did with Matt earlier in the week. And when we come back after that, I'm going to give you their contact information if we didn't get that in the interview. So right now, here we go. Matt Sherwood, business consultant for the Veterans Business Outreach Center. And I'm talking with Matt Sherwood here from the Veteran Business Outreach Center here in Michigan. He's up in Flint, Michigan. And Matt, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me, Dale. I appreciate the opportunity to let the audience know about a great program out there, Veteran Business Outreach Center. And it is a national program. We're one of 22 centers nationwide providing services to veterans, National Guard, reserve members, military spouses, and also active duty members. So VetBiz Central, our organization, is a nonprofit. We were created under the provisions of Public Law 106-50, the Veteran Business Development Entrepreneurship Act of 1999. So our organization has been established since 2006, and we cover a three-state region under the SBA's Office of Veteran Business Development. So we cover Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana out of our office in Flint, Michigan at Mott College. So be happy to work with those veterans that are interested in starting, growing, or expanding a business. Obviously, with all the downturn with businesses related to COVID, there's a lot of challenges out there, but there's also a lot of opportunity out there. So again, as a organization that provides education, training, outreach, we've got a program, national program that we're involved with called Boots to Business. It's part of the entrepreneurship track with Department of Defense and the Transition Assistance Program. And that program's offered throughout the country at military installations nationwide. We also have a hybrid program of the Boots to Business program called Boots to Business Reboots. And that's an extension of the Boots to Business program. We deliver the same information and benefits to veterans, members of the National Guard and Reserve, and military spouses as well. And it's in a more accessible format. So typically right now, we're doing a lot of virtual trainings, virtual counseling. So until they actually get a vaccine in place, that's probably the way things are going to be moving forward, at least for the remainder of this year and perhaps into the first quarter of 2021.
It's a strange time. That's for sure. These are great programs that you and the Small Business Administration and sounds like the Defense Department are making available to veterans. These are things that we were not, aware of years ago. And I'm really happy that they've got these programs going. You stated that you were up at Mott College up in Flint, Michigan, and that, what are you doing right now to try and reach out to veterans? How are you communicating with them?
Well, we're basically a one-stop shop for transitioning service members, veterans, military spouses looking to start, purchase, or grow a business. And again, anybody that's looking to do research, if they're not familiar with the resources, typically they'll do a Google search on veteran business, and that'll tie them into the SBA's network. Once they get into that SBA network, they can kind of do a query on location based on where they're at to get connected with a local VBOC. So like I said earlier, it's a national program. We're one of 22 centers nationwide. In fact, our organization was one of the first that received a grant through the Small Business Administration Office of Veteran Business Development back in 2009. And that's when I came on board. And, it's been growing ever since. We originally got a one-year pilot program that we excelled at. From there, we were offered and accepted a five-year grant, which we competed for. Completed that grant. They offered another grant for a three-year term. Competed for that. Successfully won that. Most recently, we've competed for another five-year grant, which we're currently working on now. So just starting out year three of a five-year grant, and really looking forward to continuing our work that we do in our region to help veterans. So it's it's not cookie cutter. I'll certainly say that, you know, some of the services that we provide, you know, from a counseling perspective, and that's a primary focus of our organization, is one-on-one technical counseling with veterans. And the great thing about our program is we're all veterans working here, all previous business owners, in some way, shape, or form. We've got a very robust training program that includes webinar training, counseling. We're currently doing reboots training virtually. So some of the things that we do is, you know, helping develop a business plan, buying or selling a business, you know, kind of walking clients through that process. Maybe they're thinking about expanding a business, so we can talk to them about, you know, the process of expanding and what to do. Managing finances and analyzing cost. Obviously, that's a very important component right now with the COVID situation. So it's really important that business owners understand cash flow and how cash flow works and the importance of that within their business. We also help them identify sources of capital, whether that's traditional capital through SBA loan programs or micro loan programs under the SBA. Or even now, there's a lot of talk and a lot of chatter about, they're called CDFIs, Community Financial Development Institutions. And these are in all states. And CDFIs really are focused on helping the underserved markets and populations. So, another opportunity that we certainly talk about is business growth strategies. Maybe you're in a position now and has some past performance in the marketplace and want to learn how to leverage that and move into government contracting. And it's a very competitive field. You know, there are certifications that a veteran business can obtain under VA's umbrella to get a formalized verification / certification as a veteran or service-disabled veteran business owner. So we actively talk to clients about always marketing and branding your business as veteran-owned or service-disabled veteran-owned, and letting your clients or customers know that if you have a certification, that's definitely something you want to be marketing. But more importantly, you know, letting your clients and customers know that you are a veteran and owned and operated business. With the wind down of the wars, there's a lot of sentiment still in the public marketplace to help veterans. And what better way to do that than to purchase products, services, or commodities from that veteran? But a lot of them don't look at it that way. They just think of themselves as a small business. So we really kind of coach them and teach them on the benefits of having a, you know, a formalized certification with a veteran or service disabled veteran in a small business.
Well, that's
so with that,
that's
so with that being said,
yes.
You know, a startup may not see a value in getting a formal certification until they have kind of done what they're setting out to do in the marketplace. So again, that would be a counseling session that we would have, you know, that client would speak to an advisor. And again, like I said earlier, it's certainly not cookie cutter counseling where we have a script and say the same things over and over. We really take some time and try to get to understand that client, where they are in the business cycle, what goals they have, and then from there create an action plan or action steps to help them get there. And one of the ways we do that is definitely utilizing the SBA referral resource network. So those organizations, in addition to ours, would include the small business development centers, which are regionally located throughout the entire state of Michigan. We talk about SCORE, which is Service Corps of Retired Executives. That's more of a mentorship program where the SBA SCORE representatives try to align that veteran with someone who has industry experience and what they're doing. And again, it's all about the mentorship. You know, they don't know what they don't know, and that's fine, but we really want them to understand the resources that are available to help them. So if you're a woman business owner, you might want to get connected with a Women's Small Business Center or SCORE or SBDC or us. You certainly can work with all of us simultaneously. And again, it really kind of depends on where the client is in the business cycle and what help, guidance, or assistance they're looking to get some help with.
Well, I think it's great what you guys are doing with your VBOC program. You mentioned the idea of becoming certified as a veteran-owned business or a service-connected veteran-owned business. And I know another one of our sponsors on our program is the National Veterans Business Development Council, or NVBDC, as it's called. And this is what they do. They certify that a business is actually veteran owned. And, you know, and that helps not only with your applying to do business with the federal government, but also there are a lot of civilian corporations out there, as you pointed out, that are interested in working with veterans, veteran-owned businesses, but they just don't know that they are truly a veteran-owned business. And so it sounds like you, in conjunction with these other organizations, are doing everything possible to keep the name of veteran-owned businesses out there, and also to help these veterans who have some really great business ideas, but they don't have necessarily the experience or the acumen to get out there and actually do it.
Yeah, and speaking about the National Veteran Business Development Council, I was a former advisory board member with that organization. And again, I was involved with the very beginnings of the certification when that rolled out. Again, NVBDC certification is really geared at corporate contracting opportunities. So
Right. Typically,
I let clients know I kind of work out of two silos. One's the government contracting silo, and the other one's the corporate contracting silo. So we might talk to clients about developing a capability statement. If you're not familiar with what a capability statement is, it's very commonly referred to term in regards to acquisition and procurement, both federally and in corporate America. And a capability statement essentially is a one-page resume of the business. And on that document, you would want to have your, you know, company core data, what your differentiators are, past performance, and really what your value proposition would be, you know, in regard to looking to procure opportunities with either the federal market or the corporate market.
Well, it sounds like you're just doing a terrific job with helping people that don't necessarily have an MBA so they can understand all of the terminology that many businesses, use out there. And so if I had an idea of what I wanted to do, I would contact one of these VBOC offices, district offices, and you would guide me through the process, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. So again, we're not, as an organization, into the, you know, what business should I get into? Mm-hmm. We're more of, hey, I've got an idea, how do I move it forward? You know, and a lot of them have good ideas, but that's kind of where they stop. You know, and one of the things we talk about frequently with startups is, you know, the need to do market research. And if you're not or have not done any market research on what you're setting out to do, I strongly encourage you to do that, because you could be in a business that might be trending downward. You could be in a business, obviously, that might be trending upward, and that's where you want to be. But until you've done the market research to kind of validate your concept and idea in the marketplace, all it is really at that point is an idea. Mm-hmm. And I can't stress enough the value and importance of doing market research. And we've got tools that we help clients with. One is called IBIS World, which provides industry reports, which kind of helps them, again, determine feasibility. Is it right for me? What's the market looking like? Do I have what it takes to enter this market? What are some of the challenges or barriers to entry into the market? And again, it kind of gives a broad overview with good research information based on the idea that you have in that particular industry. So once you've kind of validated your idea in the marketplace and determined there is a need or a problem in the marketplace that you're providing a solution for, from there, you know, we talk about the importance of a business plan. Regardless of whether you need funding or not, we encourage all clients to have a business plan. And I don't want clients to get discouraged. I've got to write some 20-page business plan. It's not like that. We've got a very simple plan that we use for startups called a business canvas model, which has a few subject criteria in it. And from there, they can start filling in the blanks. You know, what's the problem? What's the solution? Who are your customers? What's your revenue stream going to be? What's the market look like? Things like that, where they can really start putting some pen to paper and getting their ideas formulated in a structure that would be conduit to what would be in a formalized business plan. Because if you are going to approach a lender, you're most certainly going to have a business plan. And I don't want clients to think it's something to be scared of, mm-hmm. to do, or to have to perform some work on. again, it's nothing more than a roadmap of, hey, this is where I am now, and ideally this is where I'd like to be in 2 to 3 years. So we try to really get them thinking from that 10,000 foot view versus ground level with some of the things they need to consider before launching and planning the business. And again, the market research is critical. Business plan's critical. From there, once you've accomplished those two tasks, maybe you do or do not need lending. If you do need lending, then we talked about the SBA lending network, and there is a loan out there through the SBA program, loan programs called the Veteran Advantage Loan, which reduces the upfront fees that the banks charge. That would be reduced to zero for veterans. And those loans are capped at about $300,000. But again, they don't know what they don't know in regards to financing. Maybe they just need $25,000 or $15,000. From there, you know, we'd certainly talk to them about microloans, which are capped at $50,000. And it's probably the most popular loan for startups are microloans. Because again, these are lenders that certainly understand the market. They're willing to take a little bit more risk with startups, because that's kind of their niche focus under SBA and the programs that they offer. Mm-hmm. But again, if you're a client and not familiar with these things, these would be, you know, counseling session items that we would talk about at length and kind of educate the veteran client or military spouse on these programs.
I think that's really important things to know about. And the idea is that so many people, you know, have business ideas, but they don't know how to get from point A to point B, much less to point Z. And with the facilities and programs that you have available, it seems like you could just kind of approach you folks with an idea, and you're, as you said, you're not going to tell us whether it's a good idea or a bad idea, but you're going to teach us how to research it and make a determination that this might be a good possibility, and then how we take the steps to do that, correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, I've never been one to discourage anyone from wanting to start a business. What I try to do is come to them as, hey, did you consider this, or have you thought about that? You know, there could be some challenges with this. How would you react to that? So, you know, I look at myself as someone who's been doing this well over a dozen years now. There are no bad ideas. It's just bad execution, you know, so it's important when you have that idea to understand, hey, what are my resources to really see if this is a viable, reasonable opportunity for me to pursue? Talk to a lot of clients that are working in jobs and trying to launch a business. Again, I never suggest anyone quit a job to start a business. Keep your steady paycheck and work on the business while you're working. There are so many resources, most all of which are free out there in the marketplace right now, to help veterans, or even non-veterans for that matter, start or grow businesses. Mm-hmm. We've got a very robust starting your business guide that we share with clients once they register. And this starting your business guide is what I call the checklist. You know, and as veterans, you know, I'm an Army veteran, but most all veterans are checklist type individuals. You give me the recipe and let me make the cake. And, right. That's what this guide does. And it provides timelines, you know, the first 3 to 6 months, you need to start doing this. Months 4 to 6, you need to do this. Months 6 to 9, you need to do A, B, and C. Months 12, you know, you need to start focusing on these things. But again, it's a guide that kind of keeps them on point with what they need to do to make it a reality for themselves. What? So again, I'm not one to discourage anyone from doing anything. I think if they feel it's not going to work, they would discover that themselves through their research. And again, just because your friends think it's a great idea, family members and friends think it's a good idea, doesn't necessarily mean it's a great idea. So, yeah. you know, one of the most successful, opportunities in my opinion is franchising with veterans. Mm-hmm. Veterans that start franchises are twice as likely to succeed versus non-veterans. And that really goes back to that checklist type concept. You know, here's the recipe, you make the cake.
Right.
And most all your franchises out there are offering discounts for veterans to come in. Again, one of the challenges is some of the come-in costs. But again, If you work with the SBA lender network, it's a lot easier to get franchising capital than startup capital. I'll say that, you know, with 100% certainty.
So,
if you have an idea, maybe there's a franchise out there that would align with your skill sets and interests that you could pursue. And again, leveraging what you know to make it happen. You know, so again, franchising is very popular, right now. Another thought or suggestion is, instead of looking to start a brand new business, maybe there's an existing business that's already doing what you're wanting to do for sale. Mm-hmm. And again, it's typically a lot easier to get capital for a business that has some past performance that a lender could look at cash flows and tax return statements to kind of see what this business is, and is there an opportunity to purchase this business and turn it into a profitable business for yourself.
Wow, this is all great information. We're talking with Matt Sherwood from the Veteran Business Outreach Center, and Matt's going to be back on the program in Veterans Radio in the future a couple of times. We're going to have some updates going on there. I'm assuming, I guess, that VBOX have online seminars or information available where people can take classes or can attend the webinars. Are you doing that now too?
Yeah, so each VBOC operates independently. So maybe a VBOC down in Texas might be more focused on boots to business training. Obviously, with all the military installations that they have down there,
true,
that's a large component of their program. With us being here in the Midwest, the only active military installation in our region is down in Ohio at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. So again, It really varies from VBOC to VBOC what kind of programs they're offering. I know, you know, speaking for our program, we've got a very robust webinar training program with a lot of great entrepreneurial topics on there. Once you register as a client, that allows you to go into our website and see the archived webinars that might help you. Another great resource starting out, if you're just looking to kind of leverage that virtual type training and do it on your own time and pace, the SBDCs now are offering most of their stuff is virtually done. And again, it's really knowing what the resources are. The SBA Learning Center, for example. So if you go to sba.gov/learning center, they have a lot of self-taught training tutorials on there that can help you, whether that's launching a business, maybe you need financing, understanding how financing works. Market research, as we talked about earlier, business plans. So a lot of great information that veterans can access just to develop their business acumen. Right. And again, it's all trainable. It's all teachable. There are no dumb questions to me. I mean, I'm always one that prides myself on, hey, let me help you. If I don't know the answer, let me research it and find it, see what I can come up with. But again, if you don't know, don't be afraid to ask. More importantly, don't be afraid to fail. I've talked to many successful veteran business owners that have failed miserably the first couple times. What they did, they got up, they brushed the dust off. Their passion was still there. They had another idea that they thought would be viable in the marketplace. They did it with 100%. Commitment, and they're successful, you know. So if there's one takeaway from this, it's passion, because as a VBOC, I can't train, teach, or instill passion. Either you have it or you don't. And if you don't have passion about doing what you want to do, you're probably best suited to just maintain a job, maintain your employment. Because again, if you're looking to start a business so you have weekends off, you can take long vacations, that's not the case. You know, you're married to that business 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And it really separates the rubber from the road with the guys that own businesses versus, you know, the employees, because the business owner is the one that drives the business through their strategic vision, their strategies, their growth strategies, how they train their employees. But again, what I've discovered, you can't train, teach, or instill the passion characteristic for entrepreneurship.
Right. I think that
you passion, have to have it.
That passion is something that's really important for everything. We've been talking with Matt Sherwood here of the Veteran Business Outreach Centers, our local Center here. It happens to be in Flint, Michigan. You can go to their website, which is what?
VetBizCentral.org. So VetBizCentral.org. And I got one last thing. It's a great success story I'd like to share. The 2020 Michigan Small Business of the Year, a guy named Nate McFadden, Marine, owner of Elevated Technologies Incorporated, an elevator maintenance company, construction maintenance company out of Grand Rapids. He just won Michigan Small Business of the Year. We submitted his nomination for Veteran Business of the Year. They were so pleased with the nomination that they moved it up and named Nate McFadden as the 2020 Michigan Small Business of the Year, which is a very tremendous accomplishment from a recognition standpoint, because now Nate has entered with all 50 states, and they'll probably know within the next 6 to 8 weeks if he was selected as the Small Business of the Year. And again, that was something our VBOC facilitated. We've had multiple winners for Veteran Business of the Year. This was our first nomination that we submitted that actually won Michigan Small Business of the Year. So it's a real feather in the cap for Nate and his team and the accomplishments that Nate has made. And when Nate got out, he connected with the VBOC. He connected with us. I counseled Nate, you know, talked to him about certifications and third-party certifications with MVBDC and the PTACs and some of these other organizations that could assist Nate. And he took every one of them and leveraged all of them. You know, he's now doing, you know, a lot of government contracting in addition to commercial and private work. And his business is just really exploding. So just a success story to share with the audience, you know.
That's great. That's great, Matt. I want to thank you very much for being on our program. And I look forward to talking to you in the future. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dale. And best of luck to all the veteran businesses out there. Take care.
All right. Thank you. All right, that was Matt Sherwood with VBOC, better in Michigan. It's the VeteranBusinessCentral.org. So we encourage you, and I wanted to give you this contact information again for Matt, because of all the free resources that are out there that could help you get your business off the ground, get you financing, everything that you may need to be successful in whatever your idea may be. So, again, the website here in Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio is vetbizcentral.org. And Matt's email is Matt, M-A-T-T, at vetbizcentral.org. And his phone number is 810-767-8387. 810-767-8387. He is the guy with all the resources that you need. And as they pointed out, the vast majority of them are free, so we encourage you to do that. We'll take a quick real break. We're going to take a quick break right now, and we're going to come back with a veteran-owned business, Battle Bars. And I'm really excited to talk to these guys. I got some samples from them, and they were great, and I want to hear the whole story of Battle Bars. So you are listening to Veterans Radio. We'll be right back after these messages.
The Medal of Honor is the highest award for valor in combat given a member of the Armed Forces of the United States. There have been over 3,400 recipients of the nation's highest award. This is one of them. First Lieutenant John Fox called in artillery fire on his own position. Details after this. On Christmas night in 1944, enemy soldiers in civilian clothes gradually infiltrated the town Fox and his men were in, and by early morning, the town was largely in hostile hands. An organized attack by uniformed German units began at 4 a.m. Being greatly outnumbered, most of the American forces were forced to withdraw from the town, but Fox and other members of his observer party voluntarily remained on the second floor of a house to direct defensive artillery fire. Fox reported the Germans were in the streets and attacking in strength. He then called for defensive artillery fire to slow the enemy advance. As the Germans continued to press the attack towards the area that Fox occupied, he adjusted the artillery fire closer to his position. Finally, he was warned that the next adjustment would bring the deadly artillery right on top of his position. After acknowledging the danger, Lieutenant Fox insisted that the last adjustment be fired, as this was the only way to defeat the attacking soldiers. Later, when a counterattack retook the position from the Germans, Lieutenant Fox's body was found with the bodies of approximately 100 German soldiers.
The Medal of Honor series is a production of Veterans Radio.
Hi, this is Susan Sarandon. Thousands of veterans are homeless and living on the streets of our nation tonight. Streets where they are being beaten, robbed, even killed. Let's take care of our own. Please join me in getting our veterans off the streets and into safe, permanent housing. You can make a donation at veteransmatter.org or text VETS to 41444 and donate any amount. They fought for us, now we fight for them. Veterans Matter.
If you have a VA claim denied by the Board of Veterans Appeals, contact Legal Help for Veterans at 1-800-693-4800. They're experts in handling cases before the U.S. Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims. Their number again, 1-800-693-4800.
And we're back here on Veterans Radio, and I want everybody to kind of close your eyes, especially if you happen to be a veteran out there, and remember those C rations, K rations, Meals on Wheels, everything else that we went through when we were in the service. And now I want you to think about if you found one of these in that box. You have cookies and cream, the mother of all chocolate bars, the Blue Falcon blueberry, K-bar peanut butter. You've got Full Battle Rattle of S'mores. You've got red strawberry and cream. You've got blueberry and cream. Everything. This is awesome. So what we're going to be doing today right now is talking to the founder of an organization called Battle Bars. And Battle Bars, I've got the founder, one of the founders with me right now, and that is Ian. And Ian is his bio is that he is a proven leader both on the battlefield and in the boardroom. In 2008, he enlisted in the United States Army and was awarded a full ROTC scholarship to Hood College in Frederick, Maryland, where he graduated in 2011. I'll skip ahead. He was commissioned in the U.S. Army Officer Corps as a combat engineer and deployed to Afghanistan, Iraq, and most recently to Syria as a commander of a combat engineer unit. As a civilian, Ian has held various roles in project and operations management, including roles at the Pentagon. In 2018, he and his brother founded Battle Bars, where he currently serves as the chief operations officer. So Ian Sparks, co-founder and COO of Battle Bars, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Hey, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, I'm really excited to talk to you. When I was sent this sample box of your Battle Bars, I was really taken aback. I just wanted to know, where was this stuff?
Well, we're only two years old, so we're getting peanut butter and crackers, so hopefully people can have the same reaction.
I'm sure. So you founded Battle Bars with your brother, correct?
Correct. Yep.
And some other guys. Can you tell us a little bit about your group of people that started this?
Sure. It started with my brother. He's always had like an entrepreneurial spirit, but I had just gotten back from deployment, and you know we had a moment where we decided that we needed to do something for ourselves. We saw an opportunity in the industry, the protein bar industry. We had a 20-year bariatric doctor that is on our team that was kind of there to help us get started with the science behind the protein bars. But other than that, we had family and friends. Most of them are veterans there to support us. And it kind of rapidly expanded from that until a couple months back, actually about 6-7 months back now, we brought another veteran on our team, Alex Witt, who is a Navy veteran and an entrepreneur himself. He joined our team as our CEO, bringing his business experience in. So my brother is not a veteran, but obviously he's my brother, so he's had to deal with the military lifestyle. And we just have a lot of like-minded folks with us that have kind of carried us to this point.
Well, so tell me about the idea of coming up with these battle bars.
Sure. I was deployed to Syria. We spent a lot of time in the middle of nowhere, as you can imagine. We survived off of MREs, and like you said, the C rations, very similar, right? And protein bars. We used every kind of brand protein bar you can imagine. In our opinion, none of them taste good at all, and they get really chalky and hard to eat, hard to finish. And my brother, Colin, he's been in the industry, the protein bar industry, about, maybe 7-8 years. And, you know, when I got back and we kind of started talking about, you know, what are we going to do for ourselves to kind of like have like our own family business? And the logic was there. I was like, you know what? There's no really military themed protein bar out there. None that I know of and none that I know that are also veteran owned, right? And then two, how do we make it one taste 30 times better than any other bar on the market, but also not have it crammed full of artificial sweeteners and, just the junk and the chemicals that comes with almost every other product on the market. That was kind of our target. So, the name Battle Bar is it rang right off because it's a military themed product, you know? I thought it sounded pretty slick. And after that, we just started naming our products on either things that I had experienced or that our military friends could appreciate, which I'm sure, as you know, the Blue Falcon was kind of a humorous reference. But other than that, we used some other puns and acronyms, and that's kind of how it came out of fruition. Just we wanted to do something for ourselves, and we wanted to set the new status quo for the industry.
Well, it's cracking me up. I'm just looking at it now, and suddenly I'm getting all the jokes. As I'm reading them, you know, things we can't really mention on the air other than acronyms. But as I mentioned, we've got the FUBAR cookies and cream, which I thought was delicious. You've got the mother of all bars, as I said before, the Blue Falcon, which I found really, was excellent. It's a blueberry, protein bar, which is really delicious, actually. I was pleasantly surprised.
Yep, I'm glad. That's usually the reaction we get. It's a pleasant surprise, which is perfect.
I think so. I think it's such a great idea. And how long have you been in this business, Ian?
Well, again, I have no experience myself in the protein bar industry. Colin has worked in the industry for 7-8 years now in marketing, and has also gotten kind of involved in the nutritional aspect. So the company itself is only 2 years old. We were founded and launched in 2018. So we're pretty young, but we have a lot of domain knowledge on our team. Again, we have a 20-year bariatric doctor. We have Colin who knows the ins and outs of the industry from a marketing perspective, and then Alex bringing his business and logistics experience in. I always tell them I bring the pretty face and I bring the military stamp on it, but I am operational and management experience myself. So we all kind of have the puzzle pieces to play, right?
Absolutely. And I think one of the things that you just mentioned was probably your experience as an officer responsible for, you know, a number of men and, you know, what their jobs were and so on and so forth and how to get them along. And just as we mentioned in our earlier interview with one of the VBOC people is, you know, most people in the military are very used to organizational charts and checklists. And, you know, I flew helicopters, so I couldn't even start the thing without my checklist. Even though I'd already memorized it, I still always had it in front of me to make sure I didn't leave out a step. And it sounds like you probably did the same thing with getting your business going.
Absolutely. I mean, it's been a learning lesson for all of us. It's definitely new, but we can at least apply some of those learned lessons from before. And every day we adapt and we overcome some new difficulty. But, you know, even in the 2 years, it's been – he's seen us from our first launch to our last bar launch, which was the strawberry bar. It was night and day difference in just how smooth it went, just overall organization. You know, that's what you got to do. You got to learn and then adapt the next time. No point in doing it over again the exact same way.
Right. Yeah. When it doesn't work, you need to change it. So where are you located? Where is Battle Bars located?
So we are based out of West Palm Beach, Florida. The brand itself is almost entirely e-commerce, so online is where 99% of our sales are found. We are carried in some of the – there's a nutrition or vitamin store chain out in the Midwest called Max Muscle Nutrition. But we ourselves, we're all over the place. Colin is in Florida near the bakery. Alex, our partner, operates a gym that's also partnered with Battle Bars in Chicago. And I am currently located in Pittsburgh. So we have a little bit of a triangle there that we can kind of bounce back and forth and hit different markets, so to speak. But again, 99% online, not online presence there.
Okay. Well, we would love to be able to help you guys spread the word. So this is battlebars.com. to find the things. What does it cost for one of these protein bars?
Our smallest count is the 12 count, which retails at $32.99. But we offer 15% discounts for all new customers. Anytime they come into our website, you get a little pop-up to try us. And again, we offer discounts and giveaways all the time. We have a newsletter and a subscription platform, which also gives you a discounted rate for every time you come back on. But again, the 12 count, $32.99, that's pretty much the standard, except we have a lot more high quality and premium ingredients than our competitors right now, even though we're priced a little bit cheaper or the same.
Well, I was just going to say, I was kind of wish I was on video right now. I wanted to show these people the size of these bars.
Yeah.
In comparison, they are huge. And,
yep.
And then I think that they're obviously
20 grams of protein, and the biggest is 25. So,
I mean, it takes a while to finish one of these things, but they are excellent. And I encourage our audience to go to battlebars.com and find out more about their organization. Tell me about one of the things that got my attention was that whoever is handling your public relations, and I'm sorry to Jaden's, I don't remember his last name off the top of my head. But
sure.
He said that you are honor a particular heroes every once in a while.
Yes. We just started our Nominated Heroes program. So it kind of came, honestly, like the past few months have been very negative news cycles, right? It's been a lot of angst, a lot of stress between COVID and the protests and the riots. It's been a lot. And we kind of came together and said, you know what, we want to improve our communities. We want to improve the country one community at a time. But one way we want to do that is to bring some positivity. So we started a program called the Nominated Hero Program, where we highlight a hero that we see. It can be a first responder. It can be a military individual. It could be just a community person who just is improving things around them, right? Our first individual that we chose, I think you probably got an insert, was one of the police officers who was killed in the Dallas shooting in 2016, and was actually Alex, my partner, his best friend. He was an obvious candidate because he was just a phenomenal person. He was a Navy veteran, and he was actually serving. He was actually buying meals for homeless people the day that he was killed. He was just above and beyond. So that was already in the back of our minds, but we decided, let's formalize it. Let's put it on our page. Let's make sure that people are being we're bringing attention to these people in a positive way. And it doesn't have to be a tragic story either. There's people who are doing things every single day that we want to highlight, and that's the
idea. Yeah. Oh, I mean, absolutely. The gentleman's name was Patrick. I hope I don't mess it up too much. Zamaripa, it looks like.
Yep. And Alex calls him Zam. That's his nickname.
Well, in the military, you don't go by full last names anyway.
Right.
You're lucky if a name resembles anything at all. But it says he was with uh-huh. Dallas Police Department, and was one of the officers that was shot during the ambush in 2016. I think that this is a great program that you've got going here, and I want to make sure that our audience understands that this is not just for veterans across, these bars are not just for veterans. They're for the general public, and
yep.
I think the battle bars will give the impression that that this is just for veterans, and it's not. Although I think that probably your market is going to start being more and more with veterans. We get more and more of the word out for you.
Sure. I mean, we do use it as an opportunity to kind of like our words for the terms for our bars. Some of that mm-hmm. requires explanation to anyone who's on the civilian side. But honestly, it's been a great opportunity to teach, a little bit about the military culture. And again, I mean, even people who are not our customers right now, they are more than welcome to nominate a hero on our website, and they have been. It's definitely for everyone. It's not just about overcoming the literal physical fight. It can be a mental fight or an emotional fight. That was the whole idea behind it. Just to, fuel your fight. That's our motto. So. Yeah, you nailed it right in the head.
Yeah, I'm hoping so. I see we've got some athletic endorsements going on here. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the website as I'm talking with Ian right now. It's Ian Sparks, who is the COO
yes.
of Battle Bars. and I see you've got Nate Long, who is a CrossFit guy.
Yep.
You have a golfer, Cassandra Meyer.
Yep, we have a nice variety there.
Yeah, you do. You do. Great people out there, and I'm sure as these products get out there and people start trying them a little bit more, you're going to have the opportunity to get more and more endorsements that go along with it.
And we do have some professional sports teams who are also very much so enjoying our products right now, which I won't name them here just because it's not, you know, a official thing, but we've gotten great feedback from them as well. So NFL and NBA so far. Great.
Well, you know, one of the things I thought of was sending a sample box to the Fisher houses that are around the country, you know, at the local VA, so that families have a place to stay when their veteran is in the VA hospital, and they're always looking for food for to put in their pantries. And
absolutely.
I don't know if there's a Fisher house in Pittsburgh, but I know there's one down in West Palm Beach and in Chicago, obviously. But, I might have to send you an email and talk more about this. But I wanted to congratulate you on what you guys have done.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. We did donate a couple thousand bars to USOs around the country as well for soldiers that were coming home. And then we've donated a lot to our charity, Operation Enduring Warrior, because they help. Okay. They help rehabilitate veterans and first responders, so they're always receiving our products as they can help do that. But that's a fantastic idea, honestly. I'd love to hear more about that.
You will.
No, please.
I think you guys have done a great job in getting this off the ground, and you have an excellent product, and We really want to spread the word as much as we can to help you out so you can make some money so you can donate more.
No, yeah, I appreciate it. Again, Operation Enduring Warrior is amazing. I hope you get a chance to look into them. EnduringWarrior.org, they're great people.
Well, we'll be looking them up as well. You know, you always think you know of every organization that's out there, but then there's another one that pops up.
There's plenty of huge charities out there, but we thought it made sense to find one that was a little bit on the smaller scale that we could link with immediately from our inception and then grow alongside them, you know? So mutually beneficial, and everyone's helping everyone, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. So let's remind how people can get a hold of some of these battle bars.
Sure. So you can visit our website, www.battlebars.com, and pretty self-explanatory. Again, if you're a new customer, you'll receive a pop-up where you can get 15% off your new order. And we also have a contact form. When you reach out to our customer service, you're literally contacting me, my brother, or Alex, my partner. So you got the direct line. There's no middleman. Any questions, please feel free to reach out. But, yeah, we look forward to talking to everyone.
Okay. All right. I encourage everybody to go to battlebars.com. Check out these protein bars. I don't think you'll be it's not a mistake. They're really good, and they're reasonable, and you get free shipping if you order over $75 worth of those things. So get out there and do it. I'm going to make these the official protein bars of Veterans Radio. How's that?
That's great. May I ask which one was your favorite?
I've got it. Wait a second. I've got it right here. it's the strawberry protein bar, the red. Remember, everyone deployed.
Yep, that's our newest one. It's become our most popular really quick. So I just wanted to confirm. That makes me feel good.
I'll send you a picture somehow.
Yes, please.
All right. Ian Sparks, thank you very much. One of the founders of Battle Bars, and we encourage our audience to go out there and check them out. Thank you very much, Ian.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. All right. So today was all about business. And, you know, we learned about how if you have a business idea, you can go to our VBOC, newest sponsor of the VBOC, Veteran Business Outreach Centers here in Michigan. It's in Flint, and they are all over the country. If you go to their website, you'll find out where your local outreach center is. There's about 20, 25 of them. It's really a great organization, and I think you'll find it very beneficial to you if you are trying to start a business. And then finally, we had Ian Sparks on. He and his brother founded a company called Battle Bars, which are protein bars, which, of course, those of you that were in older conflicts, we didn't even know what a protein bar was, but they're really good, and they're really healthy for us, much better than chips and dip. So I would encourage you to check out the company Battle Bars. That's battlebars.com. And see what you can do to support these guys, because they use their profits to help out the Enduring Warriors veterans charity. That's enduringwarriors.org. So I encourage you to do that. We got a couple of minutes left in the program, and I want to make sure that, again, we thank all of our sponsors out there. Again, we can't do this without you folks, and we're very grateful that you are supporting us. That's the Charles Kettles VVA Post 310, American Legion Post 46, VFW Post 423, Legal Help for Veterans, National Veterans Business Development Council, U.S. Wings, Eisenhower Center, and you. So we want to thank you. If you want to help out, Veterans Radio is a production of Veterans Radio America, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, so your donations are tax-free. And we encourage you to go to our website. You can make a donation there. You can also listen to our archived programs. Everything is there. We've got podcasts that we're putting up, 2 and 3 different podcasts every week. So you can do that. You can listen to on iTunes, iHeartRadio, so on and so forth. So there's a whole lot of opportunities for you to listen to Veterans Radio. And we encourage you to send us your story ideas. We like to think of ourselves as a voice of America's veterans, and we need your help. So if you've got a story you want us to tell, contact us. We'll be in touch with you and see if we can do that story on our program. If you have any questions or comments, you can leave them on our website. We're very grateful for that, too. That's veteransradio.net. Next week, Jim Falzone will be here, and then I'll be back in a couple of weeks in the middle of August, and we're going to be talking to people from military.com. So I'm really anxious to talk to them. So until next time, this is Dale Thronberry, and you are dismissed.